I quite like that nubbin.
Nubbin.
Okay.
You've got a little sit in the nubbin.
Nubbin with the pointless doorway.
You're sitting for 1 hour.
Yeah, and then we go.
You sit down for an hour.
Fatigue.
In the pitch black, I guess, because it's not light, is it?
You're less.
Yes, what does
it is light. Are you glowing still?
Yeah,
I always glow.
Oh, you always glow? Well, apart from that, you're a dwarf.
What are our numbers now then?
Well, I'm fine.
If we just exhausted, fatigue rather than exhausted.
Man, it's ones, isn't it? Something like that. It's not that bad for fatigue. Mm-hmm. Knock off the
We've still got Bane for another 8 days.
Sorry.
It's minus twos to strength and dexterity.
So your mind is effectively...
Minus one to hit damage, effectively.
Well, I've always got greater invisibility. Improved,
so Bane for 8 days means minus one to attack and saving throws from fear. Our wave of exhaustion is now only minus twos.
Yes. Time to struggle.
But we still have speed.
No. That was exhaustion. Okay. Nice room, I like that. The special magic trap was challenge rating 11. So it's good XP when you set that off.
Woohoo! Let's set it off again!
Yeah! Eternal XP! Do you remember that bit in Final Fantasy VII when you go to the arena and you just kill things all the time? Do you get more points?
Granted once.
Only once?
Only once.
Because you've experienced it once.
There's a thing on the.
Should we try the other throne of Baal?
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 2 throwing bar on the PC. Right. If you've got regenerating throwing weapons, you can go and stand on the walls of the first city and kill these fire giants, which are just on screen. So all you do is you just put your characters up there at the start of the game, and wander off for a few hours, and by the time you come back, you've gained like 5-6 levels.
Fantastic.
Or if you're patient enough, you can max out at the very beginning of the game.
The way D&D was meant to be. Boy, well, that was interesting.
Shall we try the other door?
QS statues with gem eyes. Emerald eyes.
Beware of them. Beware not to nick any of them.
I didn't nick
anything. So you're learning.
It's not trapped. I've never stolen anything in my life. It's not my profession to steal things.
How much token?
You do right then.
It is, isn't it?
It leads him to. That's slander claiming just because she has skills in disarming trap and opening locks that she uses those skills to steal things.
I didn't mention anyone by name.
Sorry, I'm going to stab him in the eyes when he's asleep.
I'm going to stab him in the eyes, please.
My character might as well. I might have to stab him in the eyes by proxy.
Big, wide corridor with exits.
To see how far you get to that.
Both heading towards the west.
Should we go down and west? Or up and west?
Up is the way out. Up towards freedom.
Okay.
So maybe it's down towards freedom. Remember the dungeon that's upside down? I have no idea.
This great magic weapon last.
Now we're a level.
Seven hours.
That's not bad. There's a door.
Like Bull Rush used to last before they...
There's a door in the north wall.
They knocked it down.
Can we hear anything?
No. Silent. Because no one, even people with 97 in skill for listening, would be able to hear anything. Well, there is no noise. And you will notice why in a moment. When I read out the description of the room you may be entering.
Okay. We'd like to check this door.
Yes, I would. More than life itself.
Okay.
36.
The door is not trapped.
Is it locked?
No.
I pushed it open.
Bizarre. No.
I hope we can meet someone soon we can talk to.
There we are.
Oh, kill that. We got squelched.
Yeah.
This small room is empty except for a large mirror mounted on the diagonal northwest wall.
Away out!
The mirror is framed in an orange copper alloy that reflects light nicely.
Oh!
And it is a large but otherwise simple piece of
nicely,
furniture.
Nicely, but not as nicely as the mirror itself.
Nicely? It's pretty. It's nice.
It's nice. Wow, it's a mirror.
Fantastic.
Mm. Is it a magical mirror?
Maybe.
Detect magic!
Okay.
It's a magical mirror! Everybody.
It's a magical mirror.
Very good.
It's magical!
That's nice. Ooh. Is it a magical way out?
Could be!
Well, you're the sort of magical kind of guide.
Yep, well, that's my magical expertise for you.
And then I said,
could be!
It's a solid mirror.
Oh.
Punk. Make me...
No bloody Stargate, then.
Thank you. Make me a will serve as you enter the room.
You need to
That's fine. You need to make me a will serve as you enter the room and check for traps.
18.
It's fine. Well, make me search check.
Exactly the same, 22.
You don't find any traps.
I believe there are.
Anyone else coming into the Titan room?
No. Yes, go on.
Make me a will serve.
It's magical
it's
mirror.
It's tight in here.
I can't work, sir.
Make this! Always room for a small one. Come on. Oh dear.
That would be a crap roll.
That would be 9.
9, very good.
I can't get 9.
Oh, you can't get 9.
Minimum of 13.
Okay.
No, we'll say.
It.
Right, what are you doing? You're examining it. You can't. You touch it, and the mirror is solid.
Oh, okay.
Well, assuming.
It's not a way out.
Well, you're holding the side of the frame and poking the mirror at you.
Yep.
You
just in case you.
You're not standing in front of the mirror.
No. No. Goodness, we're stupid.
Yes. Just saying. Just wondering where you're standing when you're poking the mirror.
Is it the mirror of Erised?
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, it's not.
In which case, I'll lose particular interest now and walk out of the room.
Okay. Very flighty.
Yeah.
Wizard?
I'm going to see if there are any magical carvings on the orangey, coppery niceness.
Are you standing in front of the mirror?
Yes.
You're standing in front of the mirror.
I'm standing in front of the mirror.
You see your reflection in the mirror.
Oh no! What a damn fine, handsome, bald dwarf I am.
You are completely bald. Not a single piece of hair has grown on your body since the incident.
Yes, I know.
It is quite worrying for you, especially with these little nubbins on your chin.
Yes.
Nubbin seems to be the word of the day.
It's your nubbin day.
Right.
I've seen my pictures on the internet.
A voice echoes from the mirror. Shelter and comfort await friends who wish it. What is your name? You feel compelled to answer it truthfully.
Tell lies!
Fine.
Tell lies!
My name is Banazar the Wizard.
Everybody hears that, by the way. It just comes out of the mirror.
That ain't right. We should break
you
it.
See through the mirror.
Ooh!
On the other side of the mirror is a lush yet confined room filled with 2 3-tier bunk beds, a modest table, 2 chairs, and a wash basin.
Fascinating. There seems to be a room on the other side of this mirror.
YMCA.
Yes, it's the YMCA.
In which case, perhaps we could use it later.
Perhaps so. It looks empty, but quite welcoming.
Empty.
Unless it's a really cheap-ass mirror, and actually there is a room on the other side. Can we have a look behind the mirror?
There's nothing behind the mirror.
Oh, that's quite clever.
You can't see anything through the mirror other than a reflection, only you can see through it.
Oh.
Mm. Sure. That's what I can see. I described the scene of the two bunk beds with 3 tiers and all the nice bits and bobs.
You don't see a reflection, you just see through it like if it was a doorway.
Yeah, looks like a doorway to me.
Try and remember to see if he's banged his head anywhere.
You don't think so.
Well, we'd notice because there's no air.
Take a bit of stick,
okay,
and see if I can poke into it to see if it goes through.
It does.
Can they see it go through?
Yes.
It goes through. Look at this!
Well, it doesn't make any noises like that.
No, it's just me.
Oh.
I have to do the kind of verbal component.
Perhaps we should try later.
That's fine.
Unless
you're
feeling sleepy.
It's always
better. Unless you're feeling sleepy. I use my spell in the day.
Those bunk beds do look quite inviting. Water. A wash basin.
My mate Vesuvius would understand.
And even a table with a chair. God forbid, a chair and a bed.
We have to carry
on. I'm sure there's a tiny little cobalt sized stool.
Stool! Cobalt stools! I haven't seen a cobalt stool in such a long time.
You burnt the factory that makes the cobalt stools.
Oh, must have been a bit of a pong.
Right. Are you entering the room or are you leaving the room?
Oh, leaving it alone. There's obviously nothing there of interest. It could be a safe area for us.
It wasn't a factory. It was a cobalt wizard that made the cobalt stools. Yeah. And indeed, he did burn it.
Okay. Where are you going if you're leaving that room?
What room is that actually?
So that's the room you're standing in is C83.
C83.
This room here is C84. I'll put it on as a dotted room because you've invented it.
Oh, magical, yes.
Okay, where are you going?
Fill the evil.
Same.
Evil
message. Go south, there is nothing there. Go south.
Oh,
yes.
We come back here after we've seen the giants.
Oh, the giants! Oh, yes, we must be doing something for that. Greenish! No!
If we find them today.
I believe we're currently on the trail of the giants.
Not the
Greenish! No!
The Greenish! No! Yes. Not that we know it! Greenish at all.
How annoyingly complicated is that bit?
You can simplify it. But no! We must follow the dungeon!
Right, it's up here. Starting this game again, ladies and gents.
Right, you come to a door.
Hopping all over the place, yes.
There's no giant sign.
There's a door.
We activate our rope.
We activate our rogue.
14.
So your rogue is activated. 14. You don't think the door is trapped. The door is not locked.
Push it open.
You push it open the door. It leads into a corridor.
Excessive complicatedness.
East, west.
What's our gift for a set of stairs?
There is a door to the west.
So we try the guard off it?
Yes. Or no.
We'll try the guard off.
You're going along here?
Yes.
Thank you, Steve. You go around the corner and it heads to the south. There is a junction off to the west.
Oh.
The corridor continues to the south. There is another junction to the west.
Bloody demoralising.
There you are.
I sneak back and go to the door.
You're going to this door?
Mm-hmm.
I was just to see if there was
that's what's there.
Something stopping there. We'll try the door then.
Go back to the door?
Yeah.
22.
It is not trapped. It is open, openable. It opens into a further corridor.
Oh, they make rooms in this dungeon.
Who built this bloody place?
They only build rooms to put traps in.
Aye. Why? Why? What for?
Right.
Why so many darn traps?
You come down. There's a door here.
To stop people getting out.
And there is a corridor that leads to the cell.
Put them in cells!
Kill door. Them. Corridor.
A door. After the corridor.
Whoa, nice.
33.
She finds any traps though.
It's not locked.
Is it trapped out?
It's not trapped either.
Push it open. Leads into another corridor.
Push it open. It leads into a room.
Filled with giants. It's really cramped giants.
Yes. Huge red dragon in a 10x10 room. Ah, the good old days.
The good old days. A circle of blackened stone lies at the heart of this room.
It's trapped.
A small pile of grey ashes in its centre.
It's not trapped.
It is obvious that this place was used as a hearth where the fire once burnt, but there is no trace of wood anywhere in the chamber.
They burnt it.
And then search the room.
Died.
Okay.
So we realised they didn't have a chimney.
16.
No chimney!
You find, half covered by the ashes, a half burnt piece of parchment.
Woo! Half burnt leg.
The last phrases of what must have been a longer paragraph remains intact.
What session are we on? 19?
Yeah.
No, 19.
What does it say?
It says, no one knew why they would grow up together in the bowels of this forgotten place, except that they would be needed to turn the tide at some forthcoming event. Yet the priests and paladins serving Marunda obeyed the will of their deity.
What language is it written in?
Common.
Okay. I give it to one of the learned people.
Okay.
Found this.
What was that whole thing about those giant clamps?
I think it was
last
on this wall over here.
Yesterday.
It
was indeed.
Was that Paladins of Marunda or was that from last time with the giant beast that they had to fight and die and stuff? Oh boy.
Can everyone make me a fort save as well, please?
No. Probably not.
22.
Woo!
27.
Paul, your services are required.
Oh, natural 20! The half-orc maxes out!
What did you do, Paul?
Oh, me? Wills, I only got 24.
Fortitude.
Oh, fortitude. Just make it 23 then.
Don't need to look at anything up.
That's right.
I was about to look up demon fever. But you're all fine.
Especially Garut.
Wow, apparently you'd need to make an intelligence check at DC 15 to realise that what I've just read to you I've already read to you in a certain room you've already visited.
Didn't we work that out for ourselves? And we said,
yes, no. But you're not allowed to.
We're not allowed to work that out for ourselves.
This is D&D, no independent thought.
Damn!
Rook fails to realise that.
He will be punished by more giants and vulnerable
bastards. Casting got 20.
Oh, very good. Well,
what are you doing
what?
The paladins and Miranda. In the room where you and Paul fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
In the next room to it, there was a lot of stories. Carvings on the wall. By Michael
Arum.
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 Arum. Arum. Yes. Right, there is a door to the north.
It wasn't
today
then.
There is a door.
Well,
it goes to the door. La 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 la. It goes to the door. La 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 la.
And the north end. Is this door cracked, Punches?
No. The lock looks like it's been destroyed long ago.
Oh.
I don't need to roll for stuff like that.
No. It's been destroyed. Destroyed lock by an axe.
I have been knocked by a small man.
By an axe. Are you looking?
Charging me. Yeah.
No signs of giants, like giant footsteps or
giant sized doorways.
Anyone opening the door?
Yes.
The stench of decay.
Oh, lovely.
Prevails in this room, and a glance inside instantly reveals the source of the foul smell.
Dead things.
The body of a dwarf.
Oh dear!
Curled up in the fetal position, lies in the southwest corner.
He's not dead, he just hasn't
been.
Almost no meat remains from the skeletal corpse, but the odour of rotting flesh still lingers.
I must check on my brave, brave woven friend.
See if he's got his staff.
Yeah.
He seems, he looks like he's lying on a bedroll under a blanket, both of which are quite rotten. Quite covered up.
I approach the body.
Okay. The body is lying on a bedroll under a blanket.
I pull back the blanket.
Very good. His cancerous flesh, or what is left of it, and his contorted bones greet you under the blanket.
Oh, have
another fault save, great Balazar.
Stepped in the door, smelt it, stopped.
Smelled bad.
Just the 21 this time.
Okay.
I say, quick passing prayer to Moradin.
Yep.
Oh, it's terrible! What's happened to this poor man?
Moradin's hammer!
Yes.
Oh dear.
Didn't we love Baldur's Gate?
Didn't we just?
By Moradin's hammer.
This poor dwarf has died of a terrible, terrible disease.
Yes, yes he has.
There's nothing more we can do for him except perhaps burn his body.
But there's no chimney.
Damn!
Oh, good.
Remember the acid?
I have acid arrow.
You could cast fire on him.
Yeah, I could.
Mr. Wizard.
I could fireball his ass, that's true.
Are you actually searching particularly?
Searching his manky rotten
body. Well, you were searching his body. I don't know whether you were actually doing the search.
Well, it depends if I have to make another full roll or not, doesn't it?
Search roll of 27. Like,
spot.
It's just nosying from the door. You notice, within, he seems to be holding, clutching something in his hand. It's you can only see the top of it like that. The rest of it's underneath his body.
I'll try and get it out.
Sorry, you can't see it. There's something in
can't
the door.
Can't I? Right
she spotted it from the door.
Do I not see it?
Well, make me a search. You have to search him or spot.
You could just spot
if you don't want to touch him, or you can just have Phelan point it out like you were going to.
All right, fine.
it is actually DC 20 to spot.
20? Why
not?
Oh yes, he has something in his hand.
He has a leather scroll case and a small copper holy symbol. Wrapped around the scroll case.
Or does Bastion recognise the symbol?
Make me a knowledge religion check.
Okay.
It's Moradin.
That's not my one actually, so never mind.
That was 31 on my knowledge religion.
Yeah. It's Moradin's symbol.
So can I prize it out of his...
Yes.
Cold dead
fingers.
And a leather scroll case.
Dink!
Evil diseases.
A cleansing blow. Right. That's the demon fever off that then. Like this. It's to increase the challenge of this counter, add devil chills to the demon fever. Rotten disease walking around the dungeon.
Almost like one of them.
Yes, it wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't. My Nurgle's rot.
be okay for, we'll be bad for about a day.
Okay, what are we doing?
Opening up the case.
Okay, you open the case.
Inside the case, there is a scroll.
Well, three pieces of paper.
All right.
What do they say?
They say magic stuff.
Oh, I'll read the magic.
You cast read magic?
Yes.
You have three spells, which are completely useless to you.
Fantastic.
Divine.
They are calm emotion, freedom of movement, and protection from evil. All divine
cleric
scrolls.
Here you go, you can have them, Bastion.
No, we can't.
No, I can't.
Why not?
We'll hold them for you.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
You can use them.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Why can't you have them?
Because he's got a vow of poverty.
He can't own them.
Well, we can lend them to you.
He's allowed his stick and his rags.
Oh, I'm not even sure I can cast them, bro.
Really?
Because he has to own them. Because once he's used them, they're gone forever. So he'd be taking someone's item and destroying it.
Even if it's a gift.
He can't take a gift. He can't own anything. The point between you giving it to him and going, this is yours, he would then
I don't want this anymore. Break his destroy it.
Yes, I don't want this anymore. Please destroy it for me now.
You can use them. The rogue can use them.
Roll.
Hmm?
I need to roll.
The rogue does need to roll,
plus 11.
Yeah, she's getting pretty good at her rogue using
magic. Let the rogue have them
there. Let's burden the rogue with a few more items.
Yeah, I'm darn! While she clangs to their face, sags on the way to the metal.
Yeah, what happens when you kill a bug like who is a pack animal?
So because you have to order
bug like leader of the bugbear nation, who is no more!
Dead.
As are all our attendant NPCs, thank you.
I'm very disappointed with that, actually, poor old attendant NPCs.
All of them gone in like a second.
Was it saying, was it ENO4 or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm. You know,
I was saying that there was still 20 minutes to go and the party was already down to half numbers.
Oh dear.
It's a good one.
We were lucky we survived that.
Well, you were lucky you got an extra level.
Well, that's exactly because
otherwise
yeah.
You might have had an insta kill.
Total party kill.
You have a scroll of calm emotion, a scroll of freedom of movement. And a scroll of protection from evil.
So very soon you'll be able to keep the wizard off you.
Protection from evil. Protection from Balazar.
Balazar is not evil.
Yeah. Give him time. Give him time.
I never chose to be evil.
You got it, love.
We thought it was long, you went up to the altar there,
huh? That's room C86. Right, where are you headed?
Somewhere else.
Very good, I assumed
down.
You would be. Where the hell's the door to the... Oh, there it is.
We're looking for the way out.
Down as in out and round. And down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think we could find somebody just ask them for directions?
We tried that, didn't work.
Because they don't know the way out, are they?
Haven't been trying.
Like this, it goes, and then back that way, like that, and then that way, like that. Take your pick. There's lots of little corridors coming off this corridor.
Oh.
Shall we go looking around corridors until they all seem to join up?
Let me just fit it in for you, shall I?
We go down the road.
Did the fiendish knoll give us any directions? I can't recall.
No.
No.
Damn.
East.
East. Better stop going west then.
To be honest, why are these giants such a problem for them? Because they're all tiny freaking corridors they can't get through.
Yeah. Maybe they're very small giants. Like giant dwarfs. There
might be
giants.
Dwarf giants, yes.
Yeah. Those cunning dwarf giants.
Giants evolved to live in small passageways and by becoming smaller.
Mmm. No, because they're giants.
Yeah.
I've met a giant dwarf.
But I'm a miniature giant.
Oh!
Hang on, wasn't it a giant that caused us to come here in the first place?
It was a giant.
He was big.
Big?
I'll say that for him. Well, Rich, that's our money. We put a claim on that on the outside as one of our little pegs.
So this is ours. This armour is ours.
I think it was a bit big for you.
I thought magic armour could grow and shrink a bit.
Yeah.
I doubt you could lift it to get it on.
You wouldn't have to. You just crawl inside.
But you had to get it off him first.
Well, all right, that's a bit of a technical feat. But it's not impossible with some dwarven ingenuity. I think we could definitely manage
and some high-level evil clerical magic.
It requires high-level clerical evil.
You could bring the Titan back to life and get it to take the armour off itself.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good clerical magic.
That'll do. We don't care.
There you are.
A giant that zombie. Is a maze of blood.
Congratulations, others have been up here.
Right. Oh, that looks like a collection of postage stamps.
There is a door here. A door here. Corridor here that I haven't drawn.
Oh, there is shit all down it, so I may as well fill it in.
That's just this haste. Corridor here continues down to the south into something else that I can't fit on because of this bit of the map here. And there's a door here.
Should we go through that door there?
Which door where?
That one.
This one.
That one that has interesting stuff behind it.
This one.
And it says no more than that.
That one there. Okay. You try that room there.
Best to find interesting and exciting stuff behind it.
This door is locked.
Woohoo! Trap head. With traps of a fiendish nature.
Fiendish traps? Is it glowing web trap?
It is not trapped.
Is it unlocked?
Oh, natural 20!
It is now unlocked.
37.
It is now unlocked.
Better be unlocked. Can't even open this damn box with a roll like that.
I know, I was thinking about that box only a few minutes ago, silently to myself. That damn box. With something interesting.
What are you doing, monkey? Probably. We've got no idea what's
happening. I've done my job.
It'd be damn interesting how hard it is to get into it.
Two stone altars are lined up on the eastern and western walls of this chamber. It is clear to anyone entering the place that something rests upon each. Close inspection reveals two man-sized corpses wrapped in gauzy layers of yellowed wool.
Oh, they're going to come to life and kill us if we touch them, aren't they?
Do they have gems for eyes?
Is there anything on the altars or the walls that would indicate who they're dedicated to?
Is
it someone evil?
No, it's long since... There are carvings, but they've long since worn away.
They look quite evil.
Worn away with
what? Yeah, I know, I was going to say that.
Where?
What have you been doing? General passage for 1,000 years?
Time.
General passage of nothing.
From passage of nothing, yes, I'm sorry.
It's not indicated in the adventure who owns this altar.
Who's been rubbing out?
Good lad. When we interfere with them, do we attack us in a neutral fashion or a good fashion?
Make me a roll of some description. Intelligence? Knowledge religion will do.
Oh dear. That would be 17.
You would consider this a funerary preparation chamber that is not specifically dedicated to any god.
Okay.
It would maybe somewhere that they would come to prepare a body before doing some kind of dedicated ritual.
Halfway house.
Yeah, as it were. Like an undertaker's, effectively.
Yes. Nothing interesting in here.
Good luck. Right, okay. Fair enough.
Is that unlike a tavern?
Their corpses were stuffed with treasure, but we've decided
this bloody dungeon just kills you with boredom.
God. Would they have had treasure, do we think? Without going to inspect them?
There seem to be items that would be... are underneath the wrappings.
Are they magical items?
Detect magic! Second detect magic of the day.
There is a magical item inside one.
One of them has a magic item inside them.
What flavour?
Disturb the dead at your own
peach.
Peach fluid.
Don't you get some idea of flavour of magic?
Yes, yeah, it's some kind of enhancement, a weapon enhancement.
Transmutation.
Yes. It's weapon shaped as well.
It's weapon shaped and it's over there. That one.
It's one shaped.
I look closely without touching.
You think it's an axe? of the throwing variety.
I like axes.
How many have you got?
I will reiterate.
I've got five throwing axes. I've got this double axe. I've got this magic great axe. I've got this masterwork battle axe. And I've got this dwarven war axe, but I haven't quite worked out how to use that properly yet.
For the glowing one.
And they're currently all holy.
Hello.
currently all holy.
Yeah, currently all holy. Every last one of them.
The Root's holy axe collection.
See, if it had been something other than an axe, I would have been tempted to leave it. Because I've dumped all my other weapons that aren't axes.
That's what they call it, Karuti axe.
Okay.
So I'm going to have that.
Make me a fortitude save.
Oh, I'm quite good at them.
I know you are.
That's not a terribly good roll, that's a 16.
Oh dear. Now I need to look up Devil Fever.
Oh, probably
can you look me up Demon Fever?
They'll be glad of the attention.
I think that probably in there. Yep. Yes, you tear apart the bindings.
No, I respectfully unwrap.
What, you're lifting him up to unwrap him?
Is he like a mummy?
Yeah.
I use one of my sharp small axes to cut.
Yes, okay. You could. There is a nice looking throwing axe inside.
And one of them beeps.
Is that me?
It's not me.
It's one of the corpses.
It's not me. I think I'm a silent.
I'm not sure what I was silent.
Yeah, I'm silent from work.
Wow.
That's not a good sound coming from Bastion.
Is it really, really bad?
As he reads Dungeon Master's Guide.
Have I failed the DC?
Yes. How bad is it? Show me.
Incubation one day.
Yeah, it's got an incubation period, so it's not going to affect him yet.
Mm.
Soon.
The damage isn't nice.
Is it not? Show me. Show me, show me. Wait, wait.
You didn't really need four limbs, did you?
What the fuck do you mean?
Yes.
Oh, gee! Can you fix me?
You don't know anything's wrong, that's the thing.
So there's an incubation period of a day.
You get your axe.
I'm sure. Yeah, you've got a shiny throwing axe.
Shiny! Can the rogue work out its properties?
It's an axe, you throw it.
It's an axe, you throw it.
It's a magical axe.
Yes.
I don't have to take magic.
It's a plus two throwing axe.
Woo!
Plus two!
That was worth a bit of a headache.
Yeah!
You know, a bit of sniffles, you know, isn't it?
Not that I've been 7th level before, but I believe that most parties of adventures I know have not more magical weapons than we do at this point.
Magically come back to me?
No.
Oh.
It just lies on the floor looking like you've got...
I have a magic pair of furry bloody braces and that's it.
Stop, you stole those from Boyack.
Well, he was dead at the time.
Well, he got better, but he was dead at the time.
You just returned him to his natural state afterwards, that's all.
Okay, where are you going now? The diseased ones.
Hmm? We're not diseased.
Oh no.
No, we're fine.
Yeah.
North, east, north and east.
There's a door we've not been to.
There's a door here, a door here.
Yeah, there, because that was close. That was actually closest to where we were, yes, we were before, wasn't it?
But not via the route you were taking, because they're not connected in any fashion, quite stupidly.
However, they are.
Technically, so it okay. Go for it, Rogie.
Isn't that Neil's one?
25.
It's not trapped or locked.
Huzzah!
Five small crates and two large sacks crowd this chamber.
Ow!
Excuse me. My bad drawing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Is
large, large is large.
It is 20 foot square.
Large sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Very large. Very large. Covered in evil mould that'll billow up and choke us.
Though the wood from the crates is rotten, some of the items they contain appear sound.
I search for 21.
You searching?
Cool. That door's not a door.
No, afraid not.
Oops.
It vanishes.
It's a jar, was it?
The large sacks contain several long cords of rotten ropes, as well as torches, arrows and bolts in similar states of decomposition. Within the crates, you uncover the rusty end of a grappling hook with a rotten cord, a well-oiled tent in surprisingly good shape, a hooded lantern, seven oil flasks, flint and steel, and a rusted but still useful masterwork climber's kit.
Nice!
I take anything that's useful. So the climber's kit.
Yeah.
Oil.
Yeah.
You could probably fix the grappling hook.
It's rusted.
Mm. Yeah, is it rusted badly or is it?
It's
rusted. Probably, I don't know. You get like a big
stone. We wedge bitons into the stone.
Who would have brought a tent in here?
In the oil.
Yes, somebody who wanted it like us.
Not unless you want the tent or the hooded lantern or the flint and steel. Cool. During your search, make me a will save.
Yeah. 19.
Do me. You're running your hand along the western wall, along the stone, and you get to a point where the stone feels like wood for a second. And you think, that feels like wood, and a door blinks into being in front of you.
Magic people. There's something here.
That door that
like
wasn't that door that was there that wasn't there is.
It's not that hard to find if you do a search, but
oh, it's a door.
Mm-hmm. I take a few minutes
to search
properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a door. Door. You reckon it was an illusion hiding it?
We find something kills.
Does everybody have to pass it, or does one of you to see the door?
No, we just say, just believe the illusion.
We get bonuses if she tells us there's a door there.
Yes, we do.
There's a door here.
Okay.
So there is.
There is.
It depends. That's.
There's a metal back there with a roof
for it. What did you get?
Was it Will?
Mm-hmm. 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 21.
12.
Everyone but Groot sees the door.
It depends, because you get...
Whatever's the bonus?
Is it 4?
I think so.
No, you're right. You see the door too.
Well, it used to be.
It's fine, okay. You've got to go in anyway. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's gone through the door that isn't there.
Oh! No!
Kiss my axe! You're not going to believe what's in this next one.
Is it?
Even larger sacks! Penguins! Giant albino penguins!
Is it locked?
Please! No!
I open it.
You open it.
Simon got a treat.
Simon,
we don't talk about him.
Warden got a tree climbing here.
The rotten remains of shelving line the walls of this small room. Some of the shelves have fallen on top of others, crushing whatever items were displayed on them in their wake. Others remain in place, but it is obvious by the state of the apparatus that they are extremely fragile.
Okay, you're up there.
Sorry, the bits and bobs connected.
Has already been laser pointered.
So,
search it for something that isn't crap.
Okay, maybe search check.
I sit back out in the crack room.
Something so do I. 28.
I only find crap.
Groot finds broken glass vials, clay pots, and wax candles lying among the debris of the shelves.
Oh no.
Phelan finds 3 unbroken vials of what look like a clear liquid.
Water.
Any blueberry juice.
As well as a battle axe. Lying under the crushed shelves of the western wall, its blade is decorated with thick dwarven runes.
Can I pick it up?
Yeah.
Is that runes drawn by
no,
the
I seem to remember.
Yes. I found you a new toy.
They were drawn by a thick dwarf.
Many moons ago. What? I haven't even written it down. There was another battle axe, wasn't there?
Yes, he's got it in his pocket. In his pocket of endless, endless axe holding.
Is it a battle axe or a dwarven?
This is a battle axe.
How many axes have you got now?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10!
11.
Yes, it's hugely strong.
He's obviously carrying axes for allies.
Axes for allies! That's the worst joke in nearly 20 episodes.
Logistically, can somebody his size physically carry... No, I don't mean weight-wise, I mean...
Encumbrance-wise.
Yeah.
Well, I'm covered
where
in leather straps where I hang...
He touches them to
straps. Really ridiculous.
Most of the throwing axes are not big, they're only about this long.
So
you might even have them in a little holster.
Well, if you're counting all the stuff you're actually carrying around yourself...
Yes. I don't actually have that much, I went through it and checked, so I gave away quite a lot along the way.
Oh,
I've got a stick and a holy symbol.
Yeah,
most of
mine's
just like rings.
Yes. Yes, you have another axe.
Rings on your fingers and belts.
Yes, you have an axe and you have 3 vials of clear liquid.
Okay.
What was the name of that other axe manufacturer? The dwarven one.
It smells like water.
It tastes
like water.
It's water.
It is water.
I
told you it was water.
Is this axe magical?
It's special water.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
I can just taste water.
Water. That's what it is. It tastes like water.
How long does magic tech magic last for?
That's a good point.
That's holy water.
Yes.
You can't taste that. Steve, how long does Detect Magic last for? I forget.
It's around.
I just drink another round.
You have to concentrate.
You have to concentrate on it to keep it going.
Oh, right, in that case, no. It'll be tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Does it swing like a magic axe?
Yes.
Is it a magical axe?
Yes, it's a magical.
That's why I can't.
Wow. Is it more or less magical than this axe?
Does it feel lighter?
What axe are you testing it against?
My plus one battle axe.
It feels roughly equivalent when you swing it about.
I throw away my master work battle axe.
Okay. Chink! In preference to for this plus one.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not a huge advantage over it.
It's magical. We'll take on those evil undead creatures.
Well, I can't throw away my orcish double axe, because that was my dad's. What my granddad prized out of my dad's cold dead fingers. After he'd caved his head in and was raping my mum.
However, wielding it, you feel quite protected. Or potentially quite protected.
Someone's
plus one defender.
Yeah, it's a plus one defending battle axe.
He studied well at school, what can you say?
It's an axe.
of magicness.
Yes.
If it makes you feel this way, it's one of these. If it makes you feel that way, it's one of those.
It's really poor plus one defender. You can get plus one on your AC for expending the plus one on your to hit. It's good if it was a plus five defender.
The magic items are a bit thin around here, except for whatever the hell's inside this huge, impregnable box!
Okay, mm-hmm. This door there.
That Groot's using as a shield, because nothing can get into it. You're not going to get, what is it, 5 foot long? Nothing's getting in here.
Locked door.
Oh, busted lock on the door. Completely useless.
Busted! Kill them!
Yeah. Take that!
Hey. Perhaps that could be what you can do in 20. You can kill all the people you don't like. Little illusions. I'll fill the place with doppelgangers of people you hate.
No, don't get me started.
How many times did you get
help? Not bad. The door leading to this room is barred. Has a barred window set into it, allowing everyone to gaze inside.
Annoy people.
The floor is cloaked in a thick blanket of undisturbed dust. A closer look reveals that the walls of this cell have turned into a dull brown shade, as though someone or something had painted them long ago.
Vomit. Looks like fins on it the other night.
That was just
brown
spot.
In colour and texture.
Brown yes, fin. What texture is brown?
Brown texture is more like corduroy, isn't it?
No, it's kind of soft and squidgy as brown.
It's more corduroy, I think. Brown texture.
It's brown. Dark brown, light brown,
brown,
chocolate brown, browny red,
dried blood brown,
tan brown.
It's dried
That's
blood.
That's what I'm getting.
It's beige. Are you going into the room?
No.
It's been painted with blood.
No.
Yes.
Yes, it has.
Going anywhere else?
Is there nothing exciting? Should we move on? North and east. North, east, east.
No, there's another bit of corridor there. We've not been there.
Oh, here.
Can you not shout down it? Hello?
Any giants down here?
For God's sake, how about some wandering bloody monsters? Anything!
Would you like me to roll on the wandering monster table for you?
I don't know, actually, at this point, you're kind of wondering about it.
Is it an interesting wandering monster table?
There are always interesting wandering monsters.
There are no monsters wandering around here, because they're all dead, or buggered off, or found their way out.
Died of boredom.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard that, and I'm truly offended.
Look at these corridors, they go on forever!
This room is devoid of light or furniture, but a narrow pile of broken bones takes up most of the spatial area in this chamber.
Unless they come to life, we don't care.
The crushed skeletons are lined up in the middle of the place, forming an almost straight line from north to south, as if connecting the two corridors opening into this room together.
Rather than some sort of trap that crushes things.
Could be.
20.
What for?
Trap.
Search.
Searching for that trap what crushes people in
you
a straight line.
You don't find it.
Still think it's there.
However, you do notice an ivory ring on one of the bony remains in the centre of the room.
Yoink.
Do you want to go all the way over to there and then search and the bony remains that have probably been squished by some sort of trap?
I didn't find a trap.
She's a bald
rogue. Roll 20. You realise this is a trap.
No.
The search DC of the trap is only 20. However, finding the trigger is much, much harder.
Can we not do something
this
clever?
This is a trap. You think that if this is triggered, the walls on either side will move together and crush someone in the center.
Okay, I leave the room. Telling people to leave the room.
What about the skeleton?
There's basically a line of skeletons.
Right, whereabouts is the one with the ring?
Let's say it's in the middle.
In the middle, right? There's that grappling hook that's crap. There must be something else we can use to, like, fish for it, essentially.
We've got that battle axe that I dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Did that. Did you notice any religious symbols on these people?
I don't know.
Sure. No. It was an ivory ring.
No.
No.
I have a spot. I'll get 23.
Ooh. You don't see anything special. Most of it is skeletal. There's bits of rags and stuff tied up inside. All the bone is crushed.
We tie a rope around a masterwork battle axe we have spare.
Yeah. Spare masterwork. Ha!
Well, we have to go back to the room because that's where I dropped it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then drag bones out.
That rotting grapple hook might do it.
Using it like a rake.
What about that rotting grapple hook, the rusty grapple hook from the other room? That would do. It doesn't have to actually physically do much besides pull a light ring. And it's a grapple hook.
Yes. Yes, it is. Whatever you like.
Let's do the rusty grapple hook. Put it back.
Just disable it. Go on. Disable the trap.
Oh, no way. Squish.
19.
Close. You think you almost have it?
Take 20.
No, there's consequences. Try again. You're very close.
That'll do it.
Yeah. You jam a small piton into the wall and you think that'll do it.
You think that?
Well, the spot DC, the search DC for the switch is 27. The search DC to know there's a trap is 20. The disarm is 23.
Fair enough, once you know exactly how it works.
The damage is 12d6, crushing.
Ooh. Jeez. Never died.
Could be 12 damage.
You might have survived.
30 yeah. average, or 35.
Yeah. Well, then we got 40.
Yeah.
Would have done some nasty. You get the ring.
Well,
it's an ivory ring. Your stunning skill and appraise, you reckon it's worth about 750 gold pieces.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, where are you going?
Same for room.
That was room C92.
Oh,
wow. Hey, there's a funny looking room coming up. Okay, you get to a door. This door has four locks.
Four?
That's
most interesting.
Four locks? Kind of like a horse.
Yes. Yes, yes. Kind of like a horse.
I like you, Garut of the Axe.
Garut of the Axe.
26 for searching for
traps. Of the Night.
26 for searching for traps.
June.
You don't find any traps on the door.
Yes, well, you're a bit more of a swinger. We know about that. Quarterlings and what have you.
20.
Don't seem to get it.
Three quarterlings.
Three quarterlings.
17.
Depends who you're linking with.
33.
Many.
You click it.
Oh.
Fire off the trap. Sorry.
Reflex.
Is the
will. Will? Why can't I have a reflex save?
Sorry.
Oh, fucking hell. Six.
You feel yourself become a bit dumber. -6 to wisdom.
I have wisdom of 4.
There's no curse.
You feel yourself slightly more foolish.
So what's my temporary score? Four.
just don't worry about it. Just assume you'll fail any will save you need to take.
But it also goes on spot and listen.
Oh yeah, spot and listen are also very bad now. One lock is clicked open.
And strangely, you think it would be a good idea to do the others.
It's brilliant idea! Brilliant!
It's -3.
Try the next one. Job does soon. I suppose you're rather less wise now.
Not bad, better.
24.
Don't get it.
Ooh!
I probably don't actually notice anything.
No.
Visible effect?
No. Well, you don't get it.
I start scratching my armpits and going, ugh.
Ugh. Are you more foolish, not less intelligent?
One trap, one lock has gone. The three locks remain.
Shall I bring my lock?
The axe!
Is it time for my lock?
I feel a little bit dumber.
You feel a lot dumber.
You feel more foolish, not necessarily more stupid.
I feel foolish.
A bit more carefree.
Yeah, more carefree, a bit less.
Judge.
I can power attack to turn this door to match wood.
Are you going to attack?
Yes!
Yes.
With the four locks, you're probably better hack the locks off than actually trap break the door.
Yeah, but that might set the trap, so I'm going to hack the door to pieces.
Okay.
Go with the hinge end.
You start hacking the door.
They never expect to go for the hinges.
Sadly, as these are all symbols and stuff, they're all going to go off on you anyway. The first one fires. Everyone, make me a will serve. Everyone.
I stepped back, did I not say that?
Did you step back 60 feet?
So my will is now what?
65, I think.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
24.
19.
21. 3.
Ooh, Groot.
21.
Phelan and Balazar call to sleep.
I feel so tired, spell's gone.
That's typical. Half forecast work, everyone else has a nap.
The second lock is busted.
Sleepy, sleepy. Failed on 19.
Except when? When that one
goes. That's tough, failing on 19.
And drag them away.
Drag them away.
66.
Are you continuing
to try and wake them up as well?
Abuse of this door.
Yeah!
Yes.
It's got to be something good behind it to be so well protected.
The third trap fires. Make me a will serve.
Oh,
For fuck's sake.
No, that's going to be a 7.
Anyone else within 60 feet?
Anybody there?
Yeah. They were asleep, it would make a cacophony. 30. That's fine, you're alright. You are affected by a symbol of stunning, which stuns you for a bit.
Okay. Yes.
After a while, you become unstunned, and I assume continue beating the cack out of it.
Drag people away a bit further and try and wake them up again.
After a while, Bastion slaps you both awake.
Oh! Just in time, dude.
Just in time to see Garrut break the fourth lock. Garrut, and only Garrut, may make me a will save.
Come on. Yes! Oh! Natural 20!
25. Such a shame. Such a nice trap. You feel your brain start to ooze out your ears, but you want to just stick it back in.
There's not much to go, you know.
16th level.
16? That should be 6.
It's 5.
It should be 6.
It's 5. Alright, it says 5. 5's 5. Right. You've managed to break off all the locks.
Now you leave it alone and wander off.
Yeah.
That's all I
wanted to do. And I'm thinking this would be an excellent place to break. Because there's a very large fight coming up if you go in this room.
It's only...
What time is it?
10 o'clock.
It's only 10.
Oh. Well, only 10. We haven't even gone 2 hours.
Are we not?
No.
No. That's a bit shoddy. If you want to do a big fight, then does your back feel up to it or not? Lindsay's back, so... Well, you need to tell us now.
Well, no, because I don't want to carry on. It's quite obvious because I'm tired.
And you have a bad back, I know.
I'll just get hassled for a day.
No.
Do you want to do the fight and then we can stop? You don't.
No. We're going to stop now. It doesn't matter.
We'll stop then.
We can break before the fight.
Yeah?
Alright. Mm-hmm. I know you've got a bad back. That's not a big question. Can you sit on the soft one?
I don't know, but I can't. It doesn't matter.
You know? Okay, we'll break before the fight. Anyway. You're breaking just outside of room
C93. I've seen that I ought to sleep for 8 hours in a row.
Outside of C93. You'll do fine in room C93. Let's do your experience, shall we? Go on then, Bastion. This should be a good haul for you, actually. You've set off a lot of traps.
Because we only have to divide by 4!
Yes, that's also true.
I still don't think we're going to level.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Challenge rating 11.
8,400.
4.
700.
7.
2,100. We might.
So they're at 4 for 700. 6.
1,400.
8.
3,150.
5.
1,050.
Right, that's it.
Let me try
I reckon that should be 6.
8,400.
400.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 2 grand
each. Plus 2,100.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 2,800.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 4,200.
Mm-hmm.
Gives?
17,500.
Divide by 4.
Oh, so close.
4,375.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. You sure?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you get last time's experience?
4,122 to level.
Oh, I must have written the wrong number. You missed last time's experience.
Oh, right. Yeah. We're on 28,253.
28,253.
Fantastic. XP, 28,253. Doing alright. Probably going to need a model for this room.
I only get 2 hit points this time. Damn.
That's not true, actually. I've only 4.
Nah, you'll be fine in here, I think.
Oh, there's some goody stuff in here. Only challenge rating 7 creature.
Where did you get these?
I heard
him say. Ah, I love my hit points. I'm so good at rolling them.
It was a roll.
9.
Okay, we'll let you have those. Oh, sorry, monkey. You're right.
I only got one.
Must be.
Hey, am I broken? I'm broken your character. Your character is broken.
That gets me up to 90 hit points.
90? I'm half that.
Yeah, you are the big fighter. I'm going to have trouble killing you, actually, even with all the wiggly bits and stuff. 90 hit points, I suppose later on I get things like the fiddle with your brain, so that's not so bad. Almost did.
No.
Do you know that trap you set off just then? It would have reduced your charisma and wisdom. Charisma and intelligence?
Intelligence and wisdom.
Yeah, intelligence and wisdom to one.
Ooh. For how long? Ever?
I think it's permanent.
Yeah, it's permanent.
Permanent!
Would that be the 8,000 on XP one?
No, that was only charge rate 5.
Gee whiz! Again, I still think it should be charge rate 6.
It might have been, but it's obviously... Well, we're going by the book. Obviously, look at the
fifth level.
Look, there's doors to nowhere. Yes, it is. Yes. Not a very nice, easy to find trap either. All of them were like 30s and 40s to spot.
You found it.
Yes, but only by hacking it through to it. Right, as I say, I have all of the audio equipment in order to make micers up, as it were.
Something
I can't get it to record from the external feed at this point. It needs a bit of a fiddle.
The batteries in the...
Batteries were everything. He asked that.
Well, there's a case as well.
We're getting the right way round.
I am understanding that batteries are required.
I even asked if it was in the right port.
You did, yes.
Did you select the right input on the admission?
Yes, I selected external microphone as well as line in, neither of which seems to record.
That's very strange.
I'll bring line on
the correct. Because yours worked, don't you?
Because I could connect with those.
I don't know what specifically is wrong with it. I don't know whether it's my line import or whether I've got the wrong thing set or what have you. Did you try it on your recorder, Paul?
He hasn't been able to connect it to it.
No.
Oh, because...
It's in a coded shape.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I've managed by filing down the one of the connectors to actually make it work. It works. The adapter works fine. It fits into the port. If I plug in the microphone, I can hear. Are you loving now?
I'm just looking at stuff.
No, I believe we're going to be getting some specialist character levels, might we not? Next level?
Yes.
We're getting some specialist characters next level.
Oh, joy, I just get one extra 4th level spell.
That's not bad.
No, that's alright.
We're getting some characters going into specialist professions next level.
Oh, I could have another rare as a mnemonic enhancer. That would really double up, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, put my dice back in your hand.
But you get extra going up level anyway. That you can know.